Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Everybody have one. Enough for everybody?
Yeah, what do you do?
You ask people, right?
Yeah.
You go in the kitchen and ask, right?
Yeah.
Okay, help them, all right? Yeah. Sometimes you eat more than people, but they can never cook enough. Sometimes you eat good, but you eat more of it. So you have to tell them if you don't have enough, all right?
Yeah.
You're so fast.
I don't want to miss any of your video.
Faster. You better than before. Is that okay? The spoon?
Yeah.
I'll come here and smoke food than the boy. The fruits are better here than the boys.
No, that's discrimination.
Discrimination. Look at that. All these food is much more than the boys.
No,
the boy don't have it.
The boy don't have that.
The boy don't have this kind of food that you have inside there. And the boys don't have this kind of soup either. I don't know what happened. Discrimination against boys.
Yeah.
Okay, I will see. When I lecture, you always sit pressing the boys so that they will sit very far. And when you eat, you take all the food. Poor boys, huh? All right, let's see what we can do for the boys. Poor boys. Oh, please take your food, okay? I'm sorry I have to pass you. You know, I'm sorry, but I go slowly, so I don't make a lot of dust for you. What is the matter with the microphone? What's wrong with you? Everything goes wrong. I make mistakes all the time. I make some jokes so that we can survive. Okay. You know what? Let's have a few jokes. Eh?
Yeah.
There's a saleswoman. She tried to sell some perfume, new shaving lotion to some of the customers. And the customer said, "Oh, this I had already at home." Yeah. And then she said, "How about this?" She said, "Oh, I have that also." And how about this one? "Oh, I have loads at home. I have so many at home. I don't need any more perfume." She said, "But this is new one. You should buy it. Because it will attract a lot of women." Well, that's all the men think about, I don't know. So, and the man said, "But why?" "What made you be so confident about this new perfume that it would attract women?" So she says, the saleswoman said, "Well, because it smells like a credit card."
Thank you.
Nice, huh?
There was a kindergarten, yeah? And so many children, just like you, sitting around here. And then it was the first day at school. So after the teacher told them, blah, 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 and then play around with all kinds of painting, and after they smear themselves all over, and then okay. And then time was over, and the children went home. One of the boys went home, and the mother asked, did your teacher ask you anything today? Did you learn a lot? Say, oh yeah, I learned a lot. And did your teacher say anything special? And the boy say, no, but she asked how many more children like myself at home. And so the mother say, and what did you say? Did I make myself clear?
Yeah.
The teacher say, are there any more children like yourself at home?
Yeah.
So the boy say, no. And the mother asked the boy, and what did your teacher say then? And the boy say, the teacher put her palms together, looked up at the sky, and said, thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. It means one is enough for her. Must be a terrible kid. Well, she should have known I have a lot here. There were some children having Christmas holidays, and they went home to see their grandparents. Yes. So the grandparents were trying very hard to please them, especially Grandpa. Grandpa was very fond of the boys and took them aside and played with them. After he played horses, he played buffalo for them to ride on, etc., etc. There was no more program. So he started to take his week off. So the children could see. Oh, they said, wow, beautiful, wonderful. We have never seen anything like that in the city. And then after that, he took out his teeth and brushed it while he was singing. So the children were thinking, wow, Grandpa was great. He's terrific. You know, we haven't seen anything like that before. Also, he put back his teeth, put back his wig, and then so. And the grandpa say, "Okay, anything else I can do for you?" Right. So the children say, "Why don't you take your ears out and let us have a look?" Children. It's nice, huh? Is it not good?
Mm.
There was a person, an American, tourist perhaps, went to Russia for sightseeing, a holiday. So it happened that he conversed with a Russian citizen, just at random, at the holiday place in Moscow. So the American tried to kind of impress the Russian, with all the good things about America. And he said, above all, freedom. Freedom is our most cherished goal in America. Every American citizen, doesn't matter how high, how low his position, how much his income, he can freely criticize the American government. No problem. Anytime. So the Russian say, well, no big deal. Here, we also have the same freedom. Every citizen in Russia can freely criticize the American government anytime. That's very good. Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.